Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With President Trump's increased focus on immigration enforcement, there are high expectations for Customs and Border Protection officers. Those are the people working at U.S. ports of entry who decide who enters the country and who doesn't. WBUR's Shannon Dooling recently went to Georgia to see the training one New England recruit is receiving. Here's her report.
Who are we?
CBP! We are sheepdog protecting the law from the wall!
At the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Brunswick, Georgia, a group of 14 trainees, just 4 days into the Officer Academy, are wearing dark blue uniforms and carrying heavy backpacks. These hopefuls are training to become CBP officers. You may have handed an officer your passport at the airport or when you crossed the U.S.-Canada border. The curriculum for a CBP officer is broad, from constitutional law and computer training to firearms training and tactical role play. But as Branch Chief Nick Sunderhouse says, the focus is always on security.
Because at the end of the day, yes, we're facilitating travel and trade, but we have people that want to harm us and have ill will.
Since November 2016, getting into the training academy may have gotten a little easier. Some specially qualified applicants no longer need to take the entrance exam, and CBP is accepting older applicants. President Trump has not mandated a hike in hiring for CBP officers like he did with border agents. But Sunderhouse says there's been a bump in candidates coming through the academy, and morale is good.
CBP is hiring. The morale here from the trainees coming in, we see that because they got a job that they applied for that they wanted to do.
For 26-year-old Patrick Provost of North Kingstown, Rhode Island, becoming a CBP officer is all about job security.
At the time, I was applying to almost every opening I could find on USA Jobs. Steady income with good benefits. I do have a criminal justice degree, so I'm always trying to look for the next step.
And after graduating, the next step for Provost is up to Norton, Vermont, where he's been assigned to a border crossing in one of the most remote regions of New England. It's there that his CBP training will be put to the test. The job of a CBP officer is quite different than their counterparts, border patrol agents who roam the places along the border in between the official ports of entry. There are more CBP officers in the force than there are agents. And according to CBP statistics, officers at ports of entry seize far larger amounts of drugs like opioids than border agents. And officers also arrest more wanted criminals at ports of entry. As Sunderhouse explains, that could be because officers have a whole lot of data at their disposal.
There's so much information that we're able to utilize in our systems that allow the officer to make a really good assessment when they see people coming at them, to be able to say, that person's going there, this person's going there.
While CBP policy prohibits racial profiling, officers do have the authority at ports of entry to look beyond the computer systems, using what's called their border search authority to take other factors into account.
Things you're wearing, how your mannerisms are, all those things can still come into play, and then that would fall under border search. How often that happens, there's no quantitative number.
That's because these interactions aren't always documented.
It's not kept track of because sometimes I might get that intuitive speak and nothing comes out of it. Or I looked and I didn't find anything. It's not saying I might not get them next time, but only if there's an apprehension, a seizure, would that data be collected.
In other words, an officer may decide to follow a gut instinct and ask additional questions. If that hunch comes up empty, then Sunderhouse says it's not necessarily kept track of. And for some civil rights advocates, that presents a problem. Carol Rose heads up the ACLU of Massachusetts.
The problem here is that officers bring their own subjective bias to the situation. And if they're not actually measuring their success rate, there's no way to actually judge or to know whether their training is working or not.
This is part of what's at question in a case filed in Boston federal court by the ACLU of Massachusetts and others. They're challenging a growing practice of searching travelers' electronic devices without a warrant. In fact, CBP's searches of electronic devices have nearly tripled since 2015. CBP, though, says these searches still only impact a fraction of the traveling public. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit are 10 U.S. citizens and one lawful permanent resident, several of them Muslims or people of color, whose smartphones and laptops were searched at the U.S. border without warrants.
These people were subsequently not accused of any wrongdoing. So we do have instances of when people are wrongfully stopped, wrongfully questioned, and in this instance, having their cell phones and their laptops confiscated and viewed and kept for weeks or months.
Oral arguments in the Massachusetts court case begin in late April. Back at the facility in Georgia, officers are training with real-world scenarios. Dozens of role players are waiting in lines, just like you'd see at an airport customs checkpoint. They're each playing different characters, different travelers that a CBP officer is likely to encounter. Some may take on the role of refugee, others could be hiding something sinister. The actors have detailed instructions, like to smile and flirt with the trainee, or their script may call for them to avoid eye contact, bite their nails, and appear to be nervous, like in this case.
All right, Mr. Madison, if you step aside from me one second, someone's going to come in and escort you to secondary. They're going to ask you some more questions, and we'll take it from there. Okay? Thank you very much.
A CBP trainer cracks a grin of approval. The officer in training successfully sidelined a would-be smuggler.
Next passenger. Good afternoon, ma'am. How are you?
Hello.
Can I see your passport?
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.